China Doll by Dave Sheesby. And we're taking you over live to the final moments of Pearson Colour Film's fabulous competition, Miss English Model Girl 1989.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, viewers at home, the big, big moment. In these envelopes are the names. The three prize winners in the Pearson Colour Film Miss English Model Girl competition for 1989. And so, no more suspense. Look, I'm trembling. You're trembling. Only one can win, can they not? Only one can win. Oh, and that's such an awful pity, given the splendid bevy of beautiful girls we've seen tonight. Thank you, sir.
They certainly come on strong at these big do's. It's TV, I suppose. You're out of your class, Julie Peterson. Oh, these heels are killing. I've got to get to shop tomorrow morning. Margaretson will go mad if I miss another day. Oh, come on, come on.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, viewers at home, we have the results. And the first envelope... And... In third place, and the winner of a cheque for £1,000 is Louise Gardner from Peterborough!
One down, two to go. Louise, oh, she is lovely. She should have won. Smile, Julie. Keep smiling, they said, for camera six. Camera six will be on us. Reaction stuff. Oh, Damon will be sweating. Always said you were good, Julie. Got it, Julie.
And in second place, the runner-up, no less, and winner of a cheque for £2,000 and a holiday in Lanzarote for two people is... Noreen Taylor, Miss Carlisle Model Girl!
There. Yvonne said Noreen had win. Oh, and all her family came too. Oh, come on, come on. I just want this to end. I'm going to break into little pieces any moment now.
And now the final envelope. The winner of the Pearson Colour Film Miss English Model Girl title for 1989. The name of the girl who will inherit the throne of Karen Soames from Norwich, last year's gorgeous winner. The girl who will win a cheque for £5,000 and a new Fiat Panda in Hawaiian blue. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is it. Catwalk, Katie. Die.
And the winner is... Julie Peterson from Rochdale in Lancashire!
Ladies, let's be having you.
Oh, all at once? No chance, Sonny.
Did you get the old eye from the one on the end?
Oh, Baldy, wasn't he awful?
He was winking at me.
What else? He was just drunk.
Oh, both probably.
He was at Miss Touring Caravans. Do you reckon he's a professional judge?
Nah.
You're staying at the hotel tonight?
My dad's come for me. I'm going back to Brighton tonight. Can't say I'm sorry. I'm so knackered.
See you on the 26th, Miranda.
26th?
Seaside Lovelies, Bridlington.
Oh, yeah, Bridlington.
I couldn't breathe out there.
Is it worth it, I asked myself? Did you see her face? Julie's.
Oh, don't fret. We live to fight again, folks.
Come on now, girls. Let's be having you.
He doesn't give in, does he? See you in Brid, Miranda. Oh,
don't keep reminding me, bloody Brid.
I've done it. The big one. Catwalk Katie from Rochdale in Winner's special dressing room. Age 21.
Occupation, travel assistant. Hair, auburn. Vital statistics, 34, 23, 34. Height, 5'3". Hobbies, reading, tennis and dressmaking. Liar. Well, I read a bit when I've time and tell his rubbish. I can't believe it. At Miss Morrison's coaches 6 months ago, it were £200 and thank you very much, darling. Now? Well, what's going to happen now, Julie Peterson? Oh, at last, me rotten feet.
Won't take a minute. Don't mind me. Carry on. And congrats, by the way.
Who are you?
Carry on. I'm Ford, PR. Excuse the pronto-wise entrance.
I'm changing, actually.
Pearson's at your service. The sponsors, Colourfill.
I come with a contest. Love me or leave me. Dave Ford. Everyone calls me Fordy. Voila. Whiskey.
No, thanks.
Sure. A finger with Fordy. A relaxez-vous for Miss Utterly Marketable Gorgeous Front Cover.
No, thanks.
You do smile. Beautiful.
I just want to be on me own.
Of course you do. Mind if I do? Fordy shall not be boorish. Promise. You want to cry your eyes out. Ring the boyfriend, Mum and Dad. I know the routine. Give me 2 minutes on a bis, son, I'll be off the patch. Clause 14, drawn up by Pearson's, who fork out the dibs for this little bum-titty parade. Begging your highness's pardon. The right to empower the winner, in this case, the delicious Julie Peterson of Rochdale, to take a 14-day tour on behalf of the said sponsoring agent to promote by public appearance or otherwise the products of the aforementioned.
For 2 weeks?
Raymond?
Well, what about me? We're coming off to be a travel agent.
It's been fixed.
Mr. Margotson?
Fixed, yes.
Well, that can't have been easy.
Sounds a nice man.
What do you do exactly on this tour?
Drive you and mind you. Ford is here to smooth the creases in the ball gown, waft the fan when things get warm, butter the bread when the slices fall, all the works when the wheels start turning, salute the flag when a breeze starts blowing. I'm here to serve.
Ta very much.
You never know. You might need me. I do bounce the importunate, should they heaven forbid importune.
I feel a bit queasy, actually.
Understandable. The excitement, the drama. The check, the car. I'll get out of your way. We start at 7:30 with a press bang in your hotel room, if you'll excuse the expression. 7:30 suit you?
What, does it have to be that early?
I'm afraid so. Can I be frank?
Try me.
I really didn't expect you to win, Julie Rochdale. I mean, you have come to me as a complete surprise.
Ava.
Allow me. Business. Your schedule. 14 days, my wheels, your heavenly presence. Any questions?
One thing.
Ask 40, it shall be told to you.
Do I get to lay on a car bonnet in a bikini?
Do you? Ha ha! Sense of humour, like it. Ford and a model will get on, I'm sure. Might actually enjoy it. After Miss Sarpuss model girl Norwich, it couldn't actually be worse. She took herself so seriously. She made Ford ill. And she was not, frankly, very attractive. Those eyes. Snakey.
Well, I don't stand a chance with you then, do I?
Just try and enjoy it. You're the loveliest in the land. Keep saying it to yourself. Only one can win, can they not? After all, 12 distinguished ever-so-famous showbiz judges can't be wrong, can they? Even if 4 were pissed, 2 were more interested in the blonde drummer boy and at least 2 had the hots for the blonde from Carlisle. Just think, 40-1. Congrats and night-night.
No dream, Mirror. This is it. English model girl, 1989. A cheque, a car. Catwalk Katie gets there at last. I'm 9. April morning, schoolroom. The Reverend Lockerbrook wants a May Queen. Just one girl will do, Miss Mawson, he says. And they both stare at a row of girls. There's Susan Stubbs, Mary Drakeford, Linda Jones, Patricia Moon and me. They stare down the row. I smile. Something tells me to smile. Lips just parted, head slightly tilted. The Reverend Lockerbrook looks at me. He points. That girl, come out here. So easy.
Mary Queen, Daisy Chain Tiara, Gossamer Dress, Crown, Sceptre and Sash. Only one can win. Can they not?
Simon Skin and Pout.
Complaining?
You bet I'm complaining. Glamour Fix aren't going to advance my career, no way.
This way, Flower. Too late for career, Dave. It's girl forever and ever and ever. The pictorial end of pictorial journalism.
Julie Peterson. Three E's, gents.
At least three E's from where I'm standing, Fordy.
Now here, lovey. Nicely. Didn't you think you were going to win?
I'm so thrilled. I'm so thrilled. Over the moon. Really.
Don't overdo it. We don't print essays, we're tabloids.
I can tell by the shape of your heads.
Aye, it bites, it bites. You never warned us, Fordy.
We must take care. How long is it, Brownie, since we've had one that actually speaks words and phrases? Makes comments, bosses opinion.
No talking dolls in my time at all. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, I haven't thought yet.
Relief all round. That's better. How about a holiday in the sun with the boyfriend? What does he think of all this, by the way? The boyfriend, yawn, yawn. Rock till lad, is he?
I don't have one.
I'll put pretty pleased.
Shall we say a bit jealous?
Yes, lad.
I don't have boyfriends.
She means nobody regular. She's got admirers galore now. These proposals came this morning. Telegrams.
I'll bet. This way, Julie. What do your mum and dad say about you winning?
How about over the moon, again?
I do declare, touchy, touchy.
What's your plans for the future,
Julie? I'm not sure. I saw Bridget Bardot on telly at 50. Can't last forever, can it? Me dad said that.
What have you got here, Fordy? I ask you friggin' philosophicals at 7:30 in the morning and out of that body.
Plans to get itched, Julie, baby.
Not that I can remember.
Okay, okay, that's me done.
Any more questions, anybody?
Say on the 29th, then, Jules.
The 29th?
He means the Miss Lovely Europe title, Birmingham Exhibition Centre.
Well, hang on a minute.
Pearson's all sent their English model to the Love Europe shindig. You haven't told it, Fordy.
Any further questions, gents, or shall we give Julie a rest?
Miss Lovely Europe, or as it's known in the shutter trade...
Miss Common.
Tartlet.
You'll have some real competition at Birmingham. There's wrecked to be this kraut blonde with a body out of bloody heavens above. Odds on with the bookies. VFVs that make you runner-up. Never mind, see you, Fordy.
Thank you, everybody. The name, remember? Peterson has three E's.
I could be in some helicopter covering an air disaster, or at the epicentre of a political crisis, one false move and the planet's on fire. Instead, here I am, listening to this jerk telling me how to spell some Barbie doll's bloody name. Goodbye. See you next year.
At least they didn't ask you what your fave food was.
We could always run after and tell them. It has to be black pudding, don't it?
Oh, we won't spoil it for 40, will we? Promise.
How can we spoil it?
By making waves. They don't like waves. It's difficult enough.
What is?
Handling women.
Is it?
People think it's a doddle. My friends actually envy me. The Evanly Nookie Trail.
You don't like your work?
I'm not whining. I'm not waving flags. I'm in motion and salaried. What else is there?
Well, you get on with girls, though.
I feel sorry for them, to tell you the truth. They go through the East and they come up here from the sticks where they've been Miss Big with all the yokels. And they think they're going to be famous and on the telly. And walk up and down in the crown and hear the music playing and the hands clapping and all the world will be theirs. That is Treesville.
It's happened to me.
How does it feel, Jules?
I'll let you know. Hey, were it right?
What?
About the telegrams, proposals.
Oh, sorry, just a little stunt. You will get some letters, of course. Pearson's will anyway. Mostly very kinky. Ah, you wouldn't want to see that sort of stuff. Drawing sometimes, you can't imagine.
From men?
Who else?
I can imagine.
Oh, not the sensitive type, are we? Get a skin, thrive.
Okay, I'll try.
You're a very pretty lady, you know that. You must watch that mouth.
Your name came up backstage during the final run-through.
I hope it did. I ran the bloody show. Pearson's pay me to get it right. English model girl is my baby every year. I fix it up, Jules, believe me.
Miss Lincoln model girl?
Can't place her. So many girls.
Yvonne Price, 22. Chestnut hair, blue swimsuit. Hobbies hairstyling and swimming?
I'm still not getting a reading.
Funny. She said she knew you.
Did she now?
15 minutes, you said.
What?
Downstairs.
Who's, Something on your mind?
My mind doesn't come into this, does it?
There's an hell of a lot of cheap, nasty gossip at these affairs. You don't need me to tell you that, do you? I mean, a lot of lavy talk from a lot of very excitable young women. Cooped up and desperately hopeful and a long way from home. You can see the problem. You're bright enough.
I can see the problem.
Just getting things clear, that's all. Miss who, did you say?
Lincoln Model Girl.
Rings no bell, sorry.
It might come back to you later.
Doubt it. You know, there's something about you.
It's me eyes. Lustrous. The man from Morrison's coaches told me before he suggested dinner and a little get-together afterwards.
Definitely something dicey. I've a gut feeling for these things. The little details. Fooled the forensic, they call me.
Nice for you.
But there's always the surprise package. 40 is not complacent. So, 15 minutes, the foyer. We need to be on schedule, Jules.
Shop or office there, Julie? Or hairdressing? Your looks. But Miss Blacksuit at Debenham said, very pretty, but we need flair, lovey, in this game. So it were Mountjoy Builders. Boring. But Ted Mountjoy boiled when I went near him. I got days off with just a smile. Like later, that first time. Morrison coaches. So easy. I felt so bloody perfect. Swimsuit up and down. Mr. Big Belly Morrison couldn't take his eyes off me. Couldn't wait to put the sash on. Thagash kiss, quick grab where I got the cash. £200. Too good to be true. Had to go on. Day one. Miss Julie English Model Girl Peterson from Rochdale, Lancashire.
That I'm human, that I'm being.
You don't mind, do you?
What?
This music. Blues guitar, my favourite. This and Bonnie Tyler. You got the schedule there?
Supermarket Litchfield.
Right. New shop, Cravens.
What do I do?
Open it.
What do you mean, like...
Cut the tape, smile, mingle with the staff, chat to the manager. Or maybe the odd kiss for a bigwig. Into the car, away. Easy. Shops are always easy.
Are they?
You're not nervous, are you?
No.
Stick with 40. No probs. You'll enjoy it. People want to see you.
Do they?
Of course. It's the telly. They all know about you. Enjoy it.
I'm trying.
She didn't. She couldn't last year.
What, Miss Norwich?
Kept ringing her mum for little chats which lasted for an hour and a half. Moaning down the phone. Miss Complaints Department, 1988, I call her. She didn't laugh. She never laughed.
Do I wear the gear?
Afraid so. And the sash. Don't worry. They're your public. Even if they are all very greedy and have only come for the first day bargains, tomorrow they'll have forgotten you forever and ever.
Ta very much.
And don't forget your lines.
What lines?
They're down there on the schedule.
Oh, this. It is with great pleasure that I open this...
That's it. You've an hour to get it right. Two sentences. Do your best. Comfy in the back.
I feel like royalty.
So you are, so you are. Lay back. Smile. Enjoy it.
I love you in the park. I love you in the moonlight. I love you in the dark. Can't you want my tummy? Hey, hey. Can't you want my tummy? Hey, hey.
Nice hair. Look darker on the television. Smaller too. Quite the dwarf.
For me, that Durham one, it easy. Anyway, it's fixed. Everybody knows that.
What's it say on the sash?
Cat food's very cheap. She's not the same as on telly. Definitely not the same.
Who's that with her? Is he famous?
I suspect so. Nice hair. And teeth. You have to give her the teeth.
The spam's well down too.
She's going to say something.
Hello? It's John? Yeah. Hello? It is with great pleasure that I open this new supermarket on behalf of Craven Foodstuff Limited, the store for savers that goes on saving and saving and saving. Thank you.
What did she say?
You do the tin stuff, I'll cover the toiletries. And remember, only the 10p off and more. That's it. She's cut the tape, what's it? Let's get to it.
We all have to wear these badge what-sits and Mr. Fellows gets right mad if we lose them. and I'm always losing mine. Gina. Yeah. My mum wanted people to call me Georgina full length like, but nobody ever does. It's always Gina this and Gina that. I'm not bothered. Oh, sorry me rabbiting. Sean says I rabbit a lot. He's my boyfriend. We're getting engaged soon. I thought Miss Ipswich model girl was best, really. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. I like your hair. My hair? I use that stuff where that man in that advert jumps on this horse with this woman and she's not got much on. Have you seen it on the telly? Sheen Cool. Well, that's it. Sheen Cool. I use that lots. Dead cheeky, that advert. It costs a bonus, but it's nice. Do you like it? Do you? Oh, Mr. Fellows is looking. I'd best get on. Gets us on our own in the stock room and he's dead swarmy. Must be lovely being you, you know. All those people coming to see you. Well, I know some have come for the grub and stuff, but still, it must be fabby going round big hotels, everyone watching. I envy your chronic. Aren't I awful? Well, what will you do next? I mean, what else is there? I bet the other girls were dead jealous when you won. I'd be if I was in it. But to win like you've done on telly too, it's like a dream. It is. I'd never want to do anything ever again if it was me. That's honest, that.
Taller than on telly.
No, Coxes. Should be Coxes.
Those shoes are a mistake. Too French.
No. I got some bargains, though, and two free flannels.
It's a heartache, nothing but a heartache. Hits you when it's too late, hits you when you're down. It's a
Did I do all right, Fordy?
Seven.
Seven?
Out of ten. You took too long with that checkout girl.
Well, only talking. You said mingle.
Best to spread yourself thinly, Julie. Don't linger. Be like the royals. Surface impact required only. Do not get involved. They never get involved. Keep it light. Keep it general. Move on. Got it?
I'll try. What's next?
Pills winner. Wolverhampton. Civic Hall job. Two patty lads who run a grocer's have hit the jackpot. So it's hello, congrats, check, photo and away.
How much did they win?
200,000 thereabouts.
Ooh, Dad does pools. He's never won anything, though.
One thing, these lads, they don't kiss in public. We've been tipped off. Something about religion. Don't ask me. So you'll have to be smartish.
Smartish?
Get at them quick before they can object. I'll tip off Sid Shutter.
You're not joking, are you?
The pools people need a glam pic, Julie. That's what they pay us for. You're a beauty queen. Beauty queens kiss or get kissed. So move in on these lads quickly and you'll be doing your job.
I'll try. I'm not used to kissing men who don't want to be. But it's usually the other way around.
Oh, yeah?
With me, I mean. With men.
I can imagine. You're a very pretty girl.
Then it's all right then, innit?
Certainly is. Makes the world go round.
I'm tired. Not used to travel. Only talking about it.
Travel assistant. Get some freebies, do you? Keep your tan going.
Sometimes.
Very nice too. Happy in the back, are we?
All right. It's busy, isn't it?
You love it, really. Gets you out of the shop.
Tiring. Smiling all the time. Really makes your face ache. You want to try it sometime?
Tomorrow's fairly easy. In the morning, anyway. Just a personal appearance to some DIY emporium in Warsaw. After that, it's up to Manchester for a telly ad. We'll make you a star yet, Miss Babyface Rochdale.
A telly ad? Really?
Slap wrist, 40. Have to be dead honest, it's a tryout.
Me and 300 others, you mean?
Don't be like that. Everything has to be competed for these days.
What's it for?
Skin cream. Caron Louche. Heard of it? French.
You don't say.
Meanwhile...
Kiss some pool winners.
Not worried about the funny colour, are you?
No. Just catching them first.
Hello,
At school we had this teacher, Dave Rains. Never forget him. Biology 3, Wednesday afternoons, room 16, us third year girls and dishy Dave. Ooh, we were a looker at with Dave. One of those who likes fixing you with a gaze. Dead sincere, dead friendly, dead intense. We all loved him. You could feel the bloody yearning. And he were always smiling at me. He gave me lots of ideas. He started it. He noticed me, and the others noticed he noticed me. It gave me the clue. I looked in the mirror, again and again. I was okay. People were beginning to let me know. Boys, and bigger boys, teachers. They didn't have to say anything. Day two.
And action!
To lens, miss, please.
Like this?
Fine, fine. A little more teeth.
This?
Lovely. Whoa, not too much or we get the big bad wolf effect.
Right.
Now, take the sachet in your right hand and pour a little out into the left-hand part.
Is this okay?
Keep smiling to lens, miss.
Take sachet nonchalantly and pours a little on... Oh, skimpy nighty. I'm sorry.
Never mind. Proceed. We're clocking it.
I was thinking of the camera, you see.
Forget it. Now let's do the turn to mirror bit. You know the words? Being Miss English Model Girl, skincare is really important to me.
I think I can manage that.
Don't mutter, miss. This is a run-through.
Sorry. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Words?
Being Miss English Model Girl, skincare is vital to me. Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Really important. And a bit more vol next time. Now, begin the application. Skip the text.
Rubs it on cheeks, like so.
Not too much. It's not dubbing, miss.
It just smells like it.
I said no muttering, miss. Okay. Last line. Turn back to camera, smile, and Natural Oil by Caron Louche cares for me like I care for Caron Louche. Go. Turn, smile, text.
Natural Oil by Caron Louche cares for me like I care for Caron Louche. Hey, and by the way, it's £4.20 a bottle, so go easy, girls.
Oh, bloody hell. What happened to the smile, miss?
We're being fixed. I've got the voucher.
Fine. Relax.
Get me that Ford, will you, Caroline? I think I'm going to need a spot of help with this one. Mm. On second thoughts, do we really need to keep her? Very nice smile. Orderly teeth. Eyes, yes. Nose, yes. Lip line, yes. But the voice, oh, wet bread. Those northern vowels. Okay for comedy, not glamour. I think we'll tell Ford to try again next year. Okay, Caroline, next, please. And I'll have the quiche today, I think, but hold the gherkins.
Julie!
Hey, I thought I had an hour's break. I've another 10 minutes yet.
I'm going to see you, sweetheart. Come on.
10 minutes! You said a break, Fordy.
It's me, Julie. Your mother's here too.
Bloody hell! Dad! Just a minute.
What's with the ball and chain, Julie?
Hello, love.
How did you find me?
Not I, did I, our Julie? Can we come in?
I'll leave you to it, folks. Can I just say we're to be on the road in 15 minutes? Oh. Sorry to press, but we're to be in Warrington at 6, okay?
Funny chap, isn't he?
Who?
The man in the correspondent shoes. Very pushy type.
Oh, Ford! He's looking after me.
So he said. Is he Jewish?
Since when did you need looking after, Julie?
You're not poorly, are you? You always did have those chests.
Only the one, Mum. Mm. His Pearson's the sponsors. I'm on this tour. Ford's in charge. It's advertising, mostly.
Sort of lap of honour, you mean? He's got a bundle on Perry and Flora Bundy out there.
I wish you'd let us know.
What?
About the beauty thing on the television. Mrs. Cartwright from next door saw your picture in the paper. I had to pretend I knew.
You needn't have bothered. Mrs. Cartwright knows we haven't seen our youngest daughter for months.
Oh, Dad, please.
Don't apologise. Have you cashed the cheque yet?
Not yet, Dad.
Get it in the building society. Gold star. Safest and best star, Julie.
We cried when you won.
She did.
That white swimsuit and white never suited you. Now, pink was altogether different. Remember when you were May Queen? You had pink on that day. You were 9 and Dad took that photo.
Fetch ducks off water, I always said.
In the local paper and everything. Mustn't let being a starlet go to your head.
I'll try not to, Mum.
Won't last, will it? So you should make the most of it. But remember, you'll have to settle down one day.
Like our journey, you mean?
She's done very well. Two lovely kiddies, and Robert's got 40 people under him now. You looked very nice, I have to say it. I felt proud.
What's next on the agenda, then?
Work! I have to go back to the shop.
Come on. This must lead somewhere. Modelling and that, surely.
Well, there is Miss Lovely Europe in Birmingham.
Foreign competition. Just do her your best, are Julie?
Yeah, okay, Dad.
You've done very well. Make the most of it. As long as it's nothing mucky.
No bosom things, you mean?
I wouldn't like that.
Look at the size of this sink. Can't have a proper wash in that.
Miss Lovely Europe. That should stop Mrs. Cartwright's clock till Christmas anyway.
Well, the thing is, I was thinking about...
Well, what?
I don't know. I mean, it's only a sideline. I've got a job. Oh, I'm not sure where I want to
do it. Don't be silly. Can't turn your back on all this.
Why not?
You've done so well. Mm. You can make a career now. Make the most of it.
Sorry to interrupt, but we should be on the road very soon. Are you packed, Julie?
All go, isn't it?
Don't forget the sash, Jules.
Don't mind us.
Come and see us soon, won't you?
I will, when this is finished.
We're ever so proud. Really? Aren't we, Dad? Mm. An hour Janey rang. She said to tell you she watched. Aww.
To tell you the truth, you'll not have to mind this, but I thought that her from Newcastle was going to walk it. A real looker. Mind you, Tyneside, all that fresh air.
Catwalk Katie. Do you remember? That's what you called me, Dad, after the Morrison's coaches thing.
He didn't know then you were going to do so well, did he?
Warrington. It's a fair drive from here, Mr. Morris.
2 hours of what we've got. Forward, actually.
Well, I hope you get a decent room. That's not a proper sink for a person.
It's 2 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, and this is the Dan Kramer Morning Roundabout. Through to 12, with coming up soon, more on that egg-rolling race out there in Bywater, so stand by, all you egg-rollers. We've the news on the half-hour and the traffic, and, of course, lots of your kind of music through to noon. But first, oh, first, my live guest, live and real, in the studio, as seen on TV, it's none other than Julie Peterson, Miss English Model Girl for 1989, who's on a national tour for Pearson Colour Film. Well, why not mention them, who are sponsors for this annual competition of English beauty. There, I've said it. If you didn't see her, well, Julie is a 5'4" tall redhead. You know, folks, sometimes radio really isn't good enough, is it? Never mind. Julie, congratulations, and welcome to the Dan Kramer Show.
Hello.
Hello, Dan, please.
Hello, Dan, please.
That's better. Like it. Not nervous, are you? Surely not.
A bit.
Beautifully said, if I may say so. Can I ask you first, did you expect to win?
Well, not really,
no. You were, let's see, 40-1 in the betting, weren't you?
So they tell me.
Bit of an outsider?
I suppose so, yeah.
Tell us, we're all dying to know, what makes a beauty queen like the one in front of me now? What do you have to do?
It's sort of difficult to say, like...
Of course it is. I guess it's just a question of being natural, being yourself.
Oh, no.
No?
Well, not yourself at all. It isn't like that. You have to take a lot of trouble. I mean, a lot of trouble to look right. It's not natural. That's no good. You have to keep checking everything's in place. You have to make sure you're all okay. Hair, eyes, mouth, chin, the way you walk, the way you stand, the clothes, the makeup, the voice. Everything, all the time. It never stops. The mirror is the limit, you see, of yourself. Do you see what I mean?
Fantastic. Fascinating. Super. You must be thrilled by it all.
Oh, yeah. Thrilled.
Tell me, Julie, what do you think the secret is of winning a title like yours? So many gorgeous girls.
Well, secret? I've just sort of said, really.
I mean, you don't have to give away any personal secrets, heaven forbid. Keep those till after the show for Danny Boy.
I suppose you have to keep smiling.
Yes, of course.
Try to believe you'll get noticed by the judges.
Right, and you were.
Try not to think of the others.
Others?
The girls.
Oh, right, the competition.
In fact, try not to think at all. Thinking spoils everything, really.
Is that so? We are getting deep this morning, aren't we, folks?
Well, it isn't about that, is it? Only about how you look. Well, like I said.
Fascinating, if I may say so. Absolutely fascinating. We must talk some more.
Oh, after the show?
That's right. Lovely. Just to remind you, this is the Dan Kramer Morning Show, and I'm Dan Kramer. Who else? And my guest is Julie Peterson, the Pearson Colour Film Miss English Model Girl for 1989. Absolutely lovely here in the studio. Back in three, here's a little something from Rick Astley.
Dan awaits you on the other side. Ta very much, Julie. Lovely. We've got to go to egg rolling, I'm afraid. Have to cut it short. Good luck with the tour. Anyway, and kiss for Danny, just for bye-byes. Mwah.
Motorway caps, prison food. Still, it's a break. We're okay for time. Like the way you dealt with the Kramer.
How do you mean, dealt with?
Well, you sounded, well, different. Box clever. What's that?
Boxing me?
Yeah, well, you were neat. Only trouble is, can't see you on radio.
That's what he said.
Nobody wants beauty queens on radio, do they? It's stupid. Still.
Pearson's got a plug.
You're catching on.
What's next, then?
The Oldale Centre. It's a sick and free.
What's that, then?
A charity job. They're sick, you appear free. No charge. We do it for the publicity. There might be a picture in it. More than that, it's goodwill.
For Pearson's?
You are catching on, aren't you?
Sick, you said?
I think it's spastics, disabled and so on. They've a new swimming pool. Treatment job.
What do I do?
Christen it. First dip. I suggest the black bikini.
Oh, bikini? Well, isn't that a bit out of place?
Don't start going weird on me again, Jules.
I'm not.
What's up with you?
Nothing. Why?
Little remarks here and there. It's okay for local radio drugs, but don't get too clever. I've told you.
Clever? Me?
Just play the game, then. You know, I really should have read your file properly.
I'm nothing out of the ordinary, Ford.
But you are. At the moment, lovey, you are Miss English Model Girl, 1989.
You should read my file. Julie Peterson, aged 21, of 10 Cadaby Terrace, Rochdale. Born 16 of the 3rd, 68. Western Road Secondary Mod, left at 16. 5 CSEs, a grade 1 in domestic science. Hip, bust and waist measurements. Hair colour, height, previous competitions. Favourite colours, red for passion, black for mystery. Star sign, Pisces. Spare time activities. Favourite pop star. Pet hate, spiders and rice pudding. It's all there. I've filled in the form at the Rochdale Heat. That's me. No special kid. Just look good. Sometimes. When I really try.
Very nice little speech. I'm with you on the spiders. Gives me the shivers since I was a kid.
So?
You're a little star. Or you could be.
I don't think you mean what you say, ever.
Oh, thanks very much.
What am I doing wrong?
Thing is, Julie, you've had a bit of fun. I should start getting serious now. Watch your PR, that's all I'm saying.
Keep quiet, you mean?
Always. Golden rule.
Very boring.
Very necessary. This is sound advice. Ford knows the glam game.
All right, don't go on.
On the road, 3 days we were bickering. Let's cool it, okay?
It's just that I didn't think it'd be like this.
Like what?
Like this! I don't know. All this pushing around. Just forget it.
One thing, what you were saying about me and that girl.
What about her?
I'm not saying I haven't had me problems. I mean, all these females. It's a funny kind of position to be in. They think I'm important. They think I might have a bit of power, a bit of saying things. They come on strong sometimes. Well, I'm human after all. And they're bloody ambitious, you've seen it.
So?
So, I don't like to think I've been rubbish, that's all.
Changing room gossip. And I thought you didn't care.
Oh, I just had a thought. You do swim, don't you?
You've got me file!
But you do swim.
A bit.
Oh, horrible moment there. Get your sash on, Jules. Start looking good. We're going to make a splash. At least you are. I didn't know you were Pisces. That explains a lot.
Does it?
Sure does. I'm a great believer in the stars. Brunsie or Tyler? Tyler, I think.
Most of our folk have multiple handicaps, and of course the pool has a therapeutic function as well as being recreational. Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't mind me saying, but you seem much smaller on the television.
Really?
Funny, isn't it? Meeting celebrities in the flesh. I met that Bruff Scott on a train once. He was on his way to Haydock Park races.
He looked so glum. His car was in dock, he said. There. What do you think? The pool?
It's very nice.
We think so. As you can see, we're all assembled. All we need to do now is your opening dive.
Oh, where do I get... Oh,
ladies changing. There. Okay?
Fine. 2 minutes. Hey, I'm not dead good at swimming, though.
Doesn't matter. Not really the point, is it?
Me and me mum and dad and our journey in Spain that time. I were 13. Johnny Keel from Newcastle. We were both gone on Johnny Keel. In the hotel pool every day, watching out for him every day. The last Friday before we went home, we wanted him to tell us who we liked best. Me or Janie, Janie or me. We had to know. Time was short. I was in the pool and he suddenly dived under me and started splashing and ducking and pulling me. I was frightened. He wouldn't stop. Down and under, between and over and around me, hurting me. I screamed. I shouted, "Mom!" And everything went quiet. Johnny stood in the water grinning at me. I were crying and laughing a bit too. I wanted him to be like that, but not like that, all at the same time. He just stood and grinned. "Mom!" I shouted. And it echoed all round the pool.
Very nice, if I may say so. Black suits you.
Do I dive now?
Listen, everybody. Listen.
Shh.
Ta. This is Julie Peterson, Miss English Model Girl, 1989. Ooh. Who we all saw on the television last week. She's going to take the first swim in our new therapy pool now. And then she'll be meeting you afterwards. So, if you're all ready...
What? Now?
Please.
Afterwards, Johnny wrote to me. Lots of letters, postmark Morpeth. But I never wrote back and in the end he stopped writing. Brown body, dark eyes, grinning at me as the water streamed down his neck and shoulders and chest. I liked him being rough, and I didn't like him being rough, all at the same time. Funny remembering him now.
Lovely. Thanks ever so much. Oh,
it's freezing.
The power's on. You'll be warm at least. No photographer, I'm afraid, but it's a nice costume. Oh,
you like it?
Not much of it, is there?
No, it's regulation gear.
Oh, I see. Right.
I could do with a towel.
Would you like to accept these as a token of our appreciation? Linda, please.
Oh, right. Thanks. Flowers. Oh, that's lovely.
This is Linda, by the way. Excuse me a moment. I'll go and check on your Mr. Ford.
We collected money for them.
Really lovely. Thank you.
I didn't give any.
Oh, well, thanks anyway.
We saw it all on the television.
So Mr. Steele said.
A lot of girls.
I like your new pool.
I can't swim. Mrs. Sargent holds me in the water.
Great. It's a bit cold, though.
What's it like?
What?
Miss Model Girl. Me. Miss Coat Hanger. 19-0. Miss Barb Wire. Look at me, folks. In competition. All those people staring. The men with their eyes all over you. The stairs. People stare at me too. People stare and look away. Mr. Steele said we could ask any questions if we wanted.
Well, ask away.
You, baby. What's the first thing people want to know?
I don't... What do you mean?
Is it all right? Straight? Or crooked? Right? Or wrong? I might kill you if I could get out of this bastard chair.
Here he is, your photographer. I found him wandering.
Jack Roxburgh, hi. Sorry I'm late, got held up by a man with a double whiskey. You've got to be Miss Model Girl. Didn't see it myself, they'd never tell you in the bar. Where's this Ford chappy I'm supposed to liaise with? We don't really need him, do we? Very nice bikini, if I may say so. You should swim far in that. Last week, I did Miss Wet T-shirt, Skegness. He was a bit pissed. Very embarrassing. I let her fly in the circumstances. Camera can be very cruel, you know. Can you kneel by the pool, love? Little lady at home reckoned Miss Liverpool Model Girl was a dead ringer for that lass in the TV series and should have walked it. Just shows you, you never can tell. With ladies and looks, every man to his own, eh?
This is Linda. I'd like her in the picture.
Sure, I'll check with Ford. Where is her?
No need for Ford.
All right. Come closer together. Smile this way, loves. That's it, lovely.
Hey, I've just thought, Linda. The first question. Is it a boy or a girl? Is it all right, second? It's boy or girl first.
Right, Roxburgh, you made it then.
Ford, got held up by a little lady who couldn't say no.
Okay, pickwise, black bikini suit, yeah?
Never better, I'll send them to HQ.
You do that, Pearson's likely to be caring. I think we should be on the road, Jules.
Not too caring.
Mind if I get dry first?
Don't bother, wet suits you.
Actually, I've just been on the phone to Derek Stone. We've been requested. Ricky Ravino, no less. At least Julius. Get dressed. Miss Model Girl, this is the big one for you.
Ricky Ravino? Whoa! One day, Roxburgh. Dream on.
We have heard of Ravino in Rochdale, haven't we?
Vaguely.
The top face man in Europe. He's actually sent for you. I'll tell you, Derek Stone was screaming down the phone, and my boss is not an emotional man, except when it's a matter of petty cash.
What's he going to do to me?
Who?
Well, this Ravino. What does he want exactly? Only my dad said I should be careful. Hey, it's not mucky, is it?
Not Ravino. We're talking about class, Megs. There's no future in that stuff. Not for you. Don't give it a thought.
Only I've had offers before.
I'm not surprised. Wouldn't think you were the type. You're a nice girl.
My news agent's a nice man, but he keeps a rack full of it. Top shelf.
Yeah, well, it's standard stock.
I know.
It sells, it sells. Jobs for the girls, but not you.
No, not me.
Anyway, the money's not good. It amazes me the girls who lay there like that quite happily for a few quid.
Happily?
Well, they're always smiling.
Well, what's that got to do with happiness?
Oh, Jules, being clever again.
Don't start on me.
You should be drooling. Ravino's the very best.
So you keep saying.
You could make a career in modelling. Real modelling, and that's big money. You want to be a bit more than some chassis wiggling over an egg or a box of chocolates or some naff airspray ad on TV, don't you? Well, don't you?
I'm not sure where I want to be.
Ravino makes women.
Does he have kits, then?
If I was you, Jules...
Which you're not.
I shouldn't louse this one up. Not if you want to make a career.
I'll try my best.
You do want to make a career, I take it?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Be your own boss.
But it doesn't seem to be like that, does it, Fordy?
No silly remarks, then. Tomorrow could just be the first day of your life on the covers. Think of that. Hello, big time. Rochdale, au revoir. Rochdale.
And no more Margotson.
That's right. Shut the shop, Jules. And it ain't west of blow. I bought by my
sweet woman. I sure did want a song. Margotson. He likes some young, does Margotson? Really young, I mean. That's how I got the job. Pretty 17-year-olds. He interviews them personally. He's got a chain of shops all over the north, so he needs lots of staff. What's this thing about lasses selling holidays? Can't fail, he says. Tanned lasses all the better. Who can resist young brown skin and a cut rate to faro? He went too far with Denise, though. I mean, we never knew what had happened. Except he took her out one evening. She came to work crying. She never actually said anything. He gave her the push and nothing was ever said. He's been nice to me as Margaretson, giving me time off. Well, for the competitions, like now. I suppose I should be grateful. But there's something wrong. The way Denise got treated. There's something wrong somewhere.
Excellento. That way. Fine. This way. Lovely. This way again. Fine. Here. Yes. Like that. Yes. On the chair, I think. Like that. Yes. This way. And this. And this. Oh, it's very good. It is very good. Sessions like this can fail so easily. I mean, it can come in here and sit there, but the camera finds nothing there. And then it's just embarrassing. I never know how to tell it, because, you see, you must be truthful, and if there's simply nothing there... But do you follow me, Mr. Ford? Oh, of course you don't. How could you, never having held a camera to it? Am I right?
Well, I
It's very good.
Even if it can't always behave.
Oh, it doesn't need to behave.
You've no idea.
Now put your tongue out, make a face for Ricky. Oh,
don't encourage her.
Is that okay?
Lovely. I like it, more of that. Beautiful. Course, and medieval peasant stock. An image for England Circuit tomorrow morning till lunchtime the same day. Bloodthirsty. Yes, bloodthirsty. Or taking risks. We've got female too, passive as a dog. Like it. Shall we put it on the floor now?
Shall we what?
He wants you to lie down, Jules.
And talk. Anything.
Promise you won't tread on me.
Julie, down.
Speak. Speak.
It's cold in here.
I'll turn. Legs wider. Hair back. Left hand there. That's it. That's it.
I was 13. I went to stay with Auntie Marge and Uncle Alan.
On its knees now. Lovely.
One afternoon, I was in the house on my own. I was looking for some paper to draw on. I found these magazines.
Oh, look at the lens. The lens here. Good.
Tied with string. Pictures inside. I couldn't see what was going on. Just bits, you see.
Arms down, head back. Fine.
I mean, I didn't see what they were. Bits of women, not faces.
Exquisite. Can it lay full length now and stop talking?
Does it have to?
It wants to be a model, doesn't it? Essence. I'm into essence. It doesn't tell lies. It is just it.
What are these pictures for?
Pictures? It calls them pictures. Images, not pictures. Pictures tell stories. There is a narrative line, not for Ricky. Ricky has nothing to say.
Can it get up now, please?
Rise. It's very good. Well, the camera knows when it's really there. Drinkies, Mr. Ford. I've a Yugoslav boy. He does gorgeous things with coffee beans.
Right. Get changed, Jules. We have to be away in half an hour.
Does it have to say thank you, or shall it just stay here?
Lovely. Anger. Oh, I like anger. Petulance, no. Anger, yes. And in women, oh, it's so thrilling. This way, Mr. Ford.
Half an hour, Jules, all right?
Yeah, all right. Fordy.
What?
Put a good word in for me, with the man.
Will do.
I never went to stay with my Auntie Marge and Uncle Alan again. I don't know why not, because he were ever so nice. He made me this right big beautiful kite out of coloured paper. Do you want some more coffee, sir? Madam?
Not for me, Tom.
No thanks. I hope you don't mind me saying. We've been having a right barney in the kitchen about it. But you're that Miss English model, what's it, aren't you? That was on telly.
Well, I'm...
Don't be modest, Jules.
Oh, I knew I was right.
You watched it?
Oh, yes, with my husband. He
reckon...
Don't tell me.
Miss Dundee model girl was prettiest. But then Jim's Scottish, you see, so he's biased.
Right. Well, now...
Can I have your autograph? Frau Susan. She's only six, but she stayed up to watch. Ever so keen on beauty things, is Susan. Puts makeup on at every opportunity.
Any chance of the bill, do you reckon?
On the menu, please. Tart ever so much. Will you put, to Susie with love?
Oh. Is that okay?
Oh, thanks ever so much. Julie, oh yes, that's right, Julie Peterson.
With three E's. I think the manager is making signals.
Oh, cripe, sorry, I'll get killed. Excuse me.
Fans everywhere. The power of the box, Jules.
What time do we have to be moving?
A bit depressed. Pressure getting you down.
I'm okay.
Derek Stone's been on to me this morning. He'd like a little chat back at HQ. Rang me at 6:30, the bastard.
Chat?
That's the idea. Tell you the truth, he's not very happy with the way things are going.
Me, you mean?
I have to make reports, Julie.
You told him?
It's a small world. People gossip. The word goes round. Your press conference, the picture at the pool.
Linda, what was wrong with that?
He gets to know. Stone makes it his business. Which is more than I did. What was the idea?
Just a picture. PR.
Stone said we're in Glambiz. It's not freelancing for the Spastic Society.
What does he want to see me for?
A little chat. Explain the rules. You've put me in a very difficult position. Do you know that?
You?
He thinks I can't cope.
Sorry, can you?
What was that supposed to mean?
What if I don't want to go?
I beg your pardon.
Your bill, sir.
Oh, thanks.
I told the chef. I showed him the menu.
You should have had a bet.
We are talking business. Get lost, love, okay?
What? Oh, sorry, sir.
You're dead upset, aren't you?
Am I?
She was only being friendly.
What if I don't want to go, she says.
Why is that funny?
You've no choice.
Haven't I?
You're forgetting the rules of entry, the car.
What about it?
You don't get it if you don't complete the contract.
So?
$7,000's worth of motor. You've got to be joking.
I only said I didn't want to go and see Storm.
You do as you're told. Tell you something else. You'll be finishing modelling, sweetheart. Stone will drop you in a bye-bye land for Nito.
Oh, all these threats.
Not threats, just put you in a picture.
Thanks for that.
Like I say, looking after you. You could do worse than 40.
Thanks again.
Always fancied going on my own. How about me and you, model and agent?
Agent?
Yeah. I've got contacts in the body and face business. I like you a lot. We hit it off all right. It's a long shot, but you could do worse for an agent.
40 tries it on.
I'm serious. If your Ravino pics come off, you could be hot property.
They're not pics, they're images.
Ah, come on. Smile. 10 days to go, yeah? Get professional. No more nasty no-nos and salties.
Why do I feel like a child all the time on this tour?
I'll tell Stone we'll get down a day after tomorrow, shall I? With a gap after the Miss Middling lovely legs. Should be enough time. Oh, you're a judge, by the way. Legs okay for you?
What's next? Today, I mean.
Framlington. It's an Air Force base. Yanks. You might have heard of it.
I've heard of it.
You like the base. Very nice bunch of fellas. If Miss Sarpuss last year managed to get them cheering, they'll love you.
Pleased to have you on base, Miss Julie.
Thank you very much.
Believe me, the guys here are busting to see you. Break up the old routine.
Same as last year. The fellas had a quick tour. And then we'll have to fly, I'm afraid.
That's okay by me, Mr. Ford. Say... Would you mind if I had a picture, me with a little lady?
Sure.
I do speak. You could always ask me.
I got this little job in Japan. Would you mind, Mr. Ford?
Sure. Stand with a fly, Captain Jules.
A bit closer, eh? Nearest I've been to an English rose.
Okay, in a bit, Jules, please. I'll press this door.
That's right. England and America. Allies. Hands across the sea.
And all over me.
I think that's right.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Pleasure.
Like I say, we don't get too much excitement on base. Kind of quiet here in England. No action.
What about the women?
What women?
At the fence.
Them? Not much excitement there, I can tell you.
They should be shifted. We're too bloody delicate in this country.
They are a kind of distraction from the real business.
Hey, the jets make a frightening noise, don't they?
I guess I'm used to it, ma'am. It's training. We train all day, every day.
I remember once on holiday... We dad on the cliffs on this walk. A jet went over.
minute there were just us, the sea. And then this plane came from nowhere. I thought it would end up world or something. You could see the pilot's head, just for one moment. Just this hard, round skull in a lump of metal. Just one flash. Then it was all quiet again. The sea, cliffs, gulls, me dad and me. I was so scared.
Defence, it's important. More important, a bit of noise.
I'm glad you said that, Mr. Ford.
Hey, the Auntie Rita came here once.
Is that so? We don't have too many visitors. Security.
Oh, to the fence, out there. So she said.
Is that so? A kind of inconvenience, but some of the boys get edgy.
A few women like that in the mud and rain. They're harmless, aren't they? Why'd you get so worried? And here, all this wire.
Auntie Rita, some kind of commie, was she? What have we got here, Mr. Ford? Some kind of security risk?
Julie Peterson, full of surprises.
Well, I don't think she were a commie. She chain smoked, though. They got in, didn't they?
How is this?
The women, they got in. Danced on the bombs, so she told me.
I guess that has happened. I've only been here a year come next month.
She wanted me to go with her. I were only 15. I can just imagine her. I mean, now I'm here. I can just picture it. Never went, of course.
There's some weird pussycats out there on that fence, but I guess we have no beauty queen.
Shall we get on with the tour? The lads must be getting impatient.
She used to scare me to death with the dreams she had. Children burning as the green grass turned to ash, and rivers to red-hot stone, and screams on the air which had gone white as ash. What she said, it's all coming back to me. Sorry.
Bloody hell, Jules.
Some family you have there, Miss Peterson. Scary kind of people.
Well, I can see where it came from, though. Coming here now. It's very, well, depressing, isn't it? I'm sorry.
Are you okay, miss? And maybe you should have a little rest up here.
For Christ's sake, Jules. The schedule. Get it together.
You like a drink or something?
I'm okay, thanks. You'll have to excuse me for a moment, though.
Sure. The ladies' room is on the left, down the corridor.
Don't be too long, Jules. We've a charity football match at 6 in Reading. You're kicking off.
Say, this is one weird old lady you got here.
You think so?
Certainly. Well, different. I guess beauty queens don't usually have much up here. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Last year's had absolutely nothing at all up there. But it was so much bloody easier. You missed her by a month. Hard, bitch.
And you, they tell me, times are changing. Women are not what they used to be.
Oh, yes, they are. Believe me, women do not change.
She's very pretty. More than just cute. A mega doll.
You reckon?
And she's got a head on those pretty shoulders. A real fine.
You think so?
I know so. I'm a connoisseur. Married 4 times. I know all about the female.
There's something wrong somewhere.
Is that so? Wrong, you say?
I mean, we only look at the bodies. There's no check on the mental situation. Do you see what I mean? Stone's worried about her.
Stone?
My boss says she's unpredictable. Not good in this line.
Is that so?
Any little nutter could slip through. We don't run any checks, you see.
Looks fine to me.
Vital stats, perfect. But up here, too much going on.
I shouldn't fret so much, Mr. Ford.
That's the trouble. I've got the responsibility. People think this job's a doll. They've no idea.
She's right. About those dirty females out there in the mud, they are harmless. She's right. Why do we get so worried? Tell me that, Mr. Ford.
Well,
another time, perhaps.
Oh, sorry about that.
Better now.
You have some color back in those pretty cheeks, anyhow.
I'm sorry to hold things up.
No problem, ma'am. You are most welcome on base.
I've been thinking. Me and Sarita are out there in the mud and rain. And I speed in a big car and get right to headquarters. Just like that. No problems. Do you think that's really...
I don't think I see your drift, ma'am.
Just on account of this?
What's that, ma'am?
What are you looking at? What I am? My body, this?
I guess no one is complaining about that department.
Julie, can we...
And this is a sash. And a title, of course. I mean, I'm okay, aren't I? I mean, I've just had a check in the mirror. I'm really okay, aren't I?
I have to agree, you really are okay, ma'am. Mr. Ford?
Are you sure you feel all right, Jules?
I'm all right. Shall we do what we came for? Meet the men?
They have been waiting for you, miss. It would be appreciated. There's not...
Too much excitement on the base, you said. Ready? Sir?
That went okay anyway. You can really turn it on, can't you, when you want to. But then glamour is easy, isn't it?
Is it? Feels like I've been working at it all my life.
Easy peasy. Girl like you. As long as you don't mix the message.
What message?
Like your pictures of the pool. That girl.
I only put my arm round her.
It confuses people, that sort of thing.
When do I get to lay on the car, Fordy?
You know, why you're in this biz at all, I've no idea.
Well, I'm not in it yet, am I? Not really.
Give us a clue, then. Go on, I'm listening. What do you reckon you're doing here?
Well, it's nice. Being looked at. Centre of attention. When you know people are looking. You get to need it after a while. Face and figure, Julie, your fortune. That's Damon.
The boyfriend?
Well, that was 4 years ago. I met him at Screamers, Janice's M party. All of us girls raving it up. And suddenly this Damon sidles up, loaded and smooth, you know.
Where is he now, Damon?
Around. Still telling me where my future is, what's best for me.
He's bloody right. Can I be honest with you? Look at me, Jules. Listen. Let it happen to you. Let your luck and looks take care of you. Born to it. As near perfection as I've seen.
Don't. Please say any more.
Can't you see? I'm getting to like you a lot.
Please. No more.
Let me say it, Jules.
Don't come any nearer.
Don't worry. I'm friendly and admirer.
You said it was only biz. Us.
It is. But we can be close too, can't we? Partners. No harm in that.
I'm so... I'm a bit afraid.
Of me? What the hell for?
I don't know. Sorry.
Don't be silly. You're trembling. Afraid? Oh, lovely. Here. Come here. See? Beautiful girl. Friend Ford. Trust me.
Haven't we got to go? The schedule.
No hurry.
The schedule. Derek Stone and all that.
No hurry, I said. You like me, don't you, Jules?
Okay. We've lots of time, though, haven't we? To get to know each other.
Sure have. Stop trembling. Give Fordy another kiss.
Well, that's not in the small print, is it?
What?
Kisses for staff members.
Just be nice and friendly, that's all. Come on. I think we could get really close, you and me.
Give us time, please. Don't rush me.
Life is short. Love is brief, Jules. I read that somewhere.
In a Christmas cracker, perhaps.
You what?
The kick-off at 6, remember?
Okay. We're on our way. Can I sit in the front now?
Well, I'll stay in the back if that's all right with you. More professional. Well, you approve of that, surely.
Summertime. Those light nights when you were a kid. I was 7. The park at Buncross Road. The swings, the red roundabout, the green climbing frame. We were all there. Lucy with that turned down mouth and those dirty plimsolls. Jean in a red check skirt. And me with my blue ribbon bunches. We never really saw where we came from. We were just suddenly there, smiling. Grey skin, thin black hair and those funny specks. Just under his eye, this little cut, here. He stood right up close to Jean. He was smiling. Smiling and swaying gently. His glasses slipping down his nose. And Lucy giggling. And then that little gasp. A sigh. If he hadn't pushed her, she might never have cried and gone off home. But he had to go and push her. And then we were off, across the park, running.
The policewoman were ever so pleased with my description. The little cut under his eye. Don't worry, she told Mum. We'll nail the bastard. He'll come back, that type. And he did. And they were waiting for him.
Ready for the day?
Western Novelties, what's that?
Tours, I think. A new extension. You open it. Bless it, generally.
Smile and wave, cut the tape.
You're getting there fast. Shaving up good, I like that.
Any words?
It's in the schedule. 2 sentences. Stick to the script, Jules. No funnies.
Sash on, ready to go, Mr. Ford.
Are you okay? I have you in my mirror.
Sure.
No wobblies. Oi, look at Fordy when spoken to.
Ford, I'm okay. You should relax a bit.
I cannot do that. I'm paid to make these things work, sweetheart. Pearsons pay me. They expect results. They do not want trouble. All they want is good publicity. You see, you don't really matter to them. Brutal, sorry.
I kind of got the idea. Don't worry.
You are replaceable. You are off a line. A long line. There will always be the girls to look pretty and help the marketplace do its job. What can't be replaced is reputation and prestige. My bosses cannot abide scandal and embarrassment. No bosses can. All must be smooth. And I worry about you.
Me?
You could spoil things. That feeling that first time.
Forensic Ford.
Vraiment, it will not let me relax.
Just because I won't sit in the front with you?
Are you, I ask myself, a little gem of a model girl who's going to the top of the faces? Or an ace bitch, number one delinquent, who's going to crash badly and kill Ford stone dead at the same time?
What kind of toys?
Are you hearing me, Miss Julie Peters from Rochdale?
Hey, should you be doing 110?
Irene Brayley, personnel and publicity. So nice of you to come and open our little workshop. This is the moulding room. Very active, as you can see. I must say, you look taller on the TV. Personally, I thought, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I always speak my mind. I thought the Manchester girl was a clear winner. Shows you, doesn't it? Beauty is in the eye.
Hey, women!
I beg your pardon?
In the factory, all women.
Oh, that's company policy. It's who's all concerned. A lot of our ladies are part-time. We're an important part of the local economy, you know.
What are you making?
Dolls. All dolls now.
There's a lot of noise.
It's the machines. Out of date, really. The ladies don't worry. Technology's not their concern.
I'm afraid I can't hear what you're saying.
Mrs. Robbins, power belt, please. Thank you, Mrs. Robbins. School leavers, married ladies, older females, some of them from the same family. Very much a little local business. We pride ourselves. And no labour organisations either. Ken Ripley is very strict on that. And no deviancy, clothes, politics or food.
Your hair.
Sorry? It looked darker on the TV, more sheen.
Yeah, well...
You must be thrilled with your little success. One of our flock, Ada, in Mouldings, was Miss Blackpool Rock in 1962. A hubby entered her for it. Well, too shy herself. Isn't that a lovely little tale? This is Miss Cutie Cutie. Have a peek. Good, isn't she?
Oh, very nice.
We think so. This is Miss Little All-Rounder. Note the sporting accessories. Our market research is very thorough. Find out what the little girls like. Colours, dresses, hair, all that. That's Mr. Inchingwell's headache.
I have no idea. There's so much planning.
This is our teeny. Undergarment, skirt, blouse, hat, stockings, accessories. It's all very clever, isn't it?
Your skin.
Sort of browner on the television. It's that special makeup they use, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Very odd, you know, meeting you in the flesh. I can't get over how you've diminished. That's our packaging department over there. Great care is needed. We don't want a trunkload of cutie cuties smashed about on the way to our northern retail outlets, do we? Flapping out of the lorry at Bradford, totally dishevelled.
I suppose not.
So, what do you think of our little range? Exquisite, aren't they? Hours of fun for little girls all over the world. I feel quite proud sometimes. Debbie, love! Our little presentation.
Hello.
Hello.
That's it. We thought you'd like this. We had it done specially. The sash, crown, scepter, see?
Oh, yeah.
It's lovely.
Exquisite, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
Oh, our pleasure. I must say you look different on telly. More composed, radiant, still. Well, that's it, ladies. Back to our quotas. Mrs. Robbins, power belts, please.
You did very well.
Did I?
By the time we get to Britmore's engineering, you should have it packed.
What's Britmore's?
The last stop on our little tour of England. Day 14. End of line. Job done.
Hey, it's nice, this doll. It's supposed to be a replica beauty queen.
A bit rough, though.
What?
That lot back there. It's what they say, innit? Women get together in factories, offices, worse than men.
For what?
Dirty talk. You should have heard some of the remarks they made to me.
You're offended, aren't you?
I don't like crude talk, Julie.
Oh, really offended?
Like a lot of animals. See trousers and they go wild.
Not any trousers, Fordy. Yours.
I think that's the worst ever. Tomorrow, it's the motors. Always enjoy the motors. And you, my little sweetheart, actually...
Get to lay on a car!
Not just any car. The best, only for Miss English Model Girl 1989.
Is it on the schedule?
You bet. Big bow letters. Day 6... Motors. Stand by.
Power. Of course. Luxury. Goes without saying. Comfort. Well, the lady seems happy enough. And space. Room for just about everything. Just about.
Lights, please, Franklin. Thank you.
Oh, I like it.
I hope you do. It was not a cheapo.
Oh, the girl's good.
Isn't she? Isn't she? Agency. Very satisfactory flesh job all round.
A bit too good.
Oh, how can this be, Franklin?
Well, you know, watchdogs and all that these days. It's a bit near the edge for TV.
Oh, Franklin. Clever sex can always get by. It's the hint that counts. No one objects to hints. It's the dollops that put people about.
Oh, I suppose so, Kenny.
I know so. Which brings us to today's offering. Where is she? Who's the fixer?
Jay Ford.
Oh, Ford! Is he still procuring for Pearson?
Yeah, apparently.
And won it this year.
Oh, I didn't watch Girl from Rochdale.
Rochdale?
Yeah, the wife watched. It's fixed, Kenny, isn't it?
No, not fixed, Franklin. Can't be. No one ever fixed anything on behalf of Rochdale.
Eh? Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, this is friend Ford now, isn't it? Must try the new promo on him.
And this is the girl then, eh?
Well, it isn't the cleaner, is it, Frank?
No, right.
Oh, Auburn wanted blonde. The car wants blonde. Should have stuck with that agency.
Oh, looks all right. The rest of her?
Early days, old son. Only when she's on the car do we get the total mix.
Kenny Armstrong, isn't it?
Mr. Ford of Pearson's. Loyal and faithful as per.
And fit, are we, lads?
Oh, you know us. Ready to run at a moment's notice. My colleague, Franklin, Dave Ford.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Well, what do you think of her then?
Nice. The advanced photos were very smart.
But not quite like the real thing.
How much?
More than you can afford, with or without accessories. Oh, beautiful line, hasn't she? We call it the shape of eternity. Not dead original. Still, who needs marketing with a product like this?
And,
And Julie Peterson, this year's Miss English Model Girl, 1989.
Pleased to meet you.
Do we want her on the bonnet, Kenny?
Well, we certainly don't want her in the boot, do we, Franklin?
Right? Oh, yeah, right.
Off you go then, Jules.
Not yet. Those heels, lethal for the paintwork. This is the showroom model. Let's keep the climbing to the minimum, shall we? It depreciates at £2 a second.
Well, the hills are pressed. Brownie Bill said he'd be here at 10. He promised us, didn't he, Kenny? Dot on.
Picks at 10, hospitality at 10.
Brownie? He covered a finest last week. Nice surprise, Jules. A friendly face for you.
Oh, and here he is.
A major hangover situation as per...
So many girls, so many cars, I'm getting full to air with it. Why doesn't somebody use a monkey? Make a bit of a change.
Might as well.
It's you, of course, Miss Mouthful 1989. How are you then, love of Rochdale, indeed?
Oh, Kate, and yes, it is.
Julie.
What?
On a car, please.
But carefully.
Do we need the top off?
Oh, not yet, Franklin. Don't get in a dither. You're a professional, remember, not some grubby voyeur. This is an automobile we're presenting to the world.
Is this all right?
Oh, that sash, a triple no, says I.
It stays. Sorry, Kenny.
This way, darling.
Hey, is it all right if I stand?
No. No, it is not.
She's only joking.
This is the one that jokes, Kenneth, I could have told you.
Oh, no, down.
Julie, please.
I like it.
Ford, do something, it's your girl.
Julie.
Those bloody you. It's a multi-tone finish. The paint shop boys came out with it specially.
Hey, can I go on the roof? God, nice view.
This is the Galaxy DX4000, for Christ's sake. They've got 22,000 quids worth here.
Calm down, Jules.
I'm all right here. Do you want me topless now?
The punters are assembling, Kenny. At least we got the punters.
Who needs this kind of publicity? Get off the car roof, you stupid bitch!
Very, very nice.
Is this a tantrum job, Ford? Because if it is, we do not want it in public. Go to the can for tears.
Julie, get down!
Oh, this is obviously useless. Who's going to get her down? Go up, Franklin, but take your shoes off.
You're joking. I'm not wrestling with some tart on top of a Galaxy DX4000.
Pull her off, Franklin.
On my stocking feet.
That's an order.
No, you pull her off, Kenny.
She takes an eye. Nice angle shot. It's the strappy shoes, Grey.
Oh, the car! The bloody car!
Julie, sit down. At least sit
down.
What
the hell's she doing? This is a family car.
Are we to take it? Your friend is intending to stay up there, Ford.
I don't think so.
Pissed, perhaps? Nervous breakdown?
Julie, come down. Joke over.
Oh, this is a joke, is it?
One with the top off. That's it. Lovely three E's in Peterson, isn't it? I bet you've had some fun on your little trip with this one, Fordy.
It might make good publicity. Nice little story.
Oh, yes. Tap dancing tart goes crackers in motor show frackers. That's good publicity, you think?
No, right.
Who cares? I care. My company. He cares. Pearson's will have to cough up on this one, Fordy. Damages. Broken contract. Bad news for you. Big tab at the end of this.
Oh, my God, the bloody silly bitch on you.
You've got your pictures.
I don't want those pictures. Want girl on bonnet pouting, paid the same. That up there is an exhibition. Oh, my God, that up there is a nightmare.
It's not my fault.
Look, how can I put this to you, Ford? Our automobiles are, quite frankly, engineering masterpieces. No crackpot little dolly can change that. You, on the other hand, Ford, are a very insignificant little creeper who is currently disappearing from view. I don't know if I feel sorry for you or not. Now, point one, that up there is your responsibility. Get her off in 2 minutes or I shall call the men in white coats. You with me? Point two, we shan't use any of this photo stuff. It will go to the shredder, like our contract with Pearson's. Now, 2 minutes!
You did it. The impossible. A simple motor show. On the car, look pretty, snap, snap, off the car, finito. It's been like that since the world began. But today...
Oh, sorry. I just suddenly wanted not to hear anymore. Get away.
I'm finished. Do you know that?
Your face. So angry.
Do you know what you want?
You're going to tell me.
More than that, I'm going to supply it.
Oh, we're getting there then.
You total friggin' stupid brainless bitch. Come here.
Ford!
Come here.
Is this it?
What?
What you meant when you said we'd hit it off?
Jokes won't get you out of this, love.
This might help, though.
Don't be stupid.
The lacquered stick.
Put it down.
I knew it'd come in handy for something.
Put it down.
No.
You do so like to make it hard for yourself, don't you? And other people.
Don't come any nearer.
Julie.
I'll use it, Ford.
Put it down.
I've been meaning to ask you something.
Give me that bloody stick.
Yvonne Price. Miss Lincoln. Why did you have to hit her? She showed me the bruises. I suppose I was somebody to talk to. She was really upset. Why did you have to hit her?
I've done nothing, but I might now.
She said you deny it. They always do, she said. I mean, she didn't want to complain, make it official. She said you said that if she did make a fuss, you'd get her banned from every beauty competition from Mevagissey to the Mullikin Tire. Did you say that? Yes, you did, didn't you? It sounds like you. But why did you have to hit her quite so hard? It took 2 hours on makeup to cover the bruise, pre-contest. I mean, cameras can pick stuff up like that. Why, Ford?
I don't have to listen to this. You're a beauty queen. This is a sponsor's tour.
I am not anymore and was a sponsor's tour.
Stone will go into space.
You didn't hear. I'm quitting.
Don't be so stupid. Models don't quit.
This one does. One sash.
Julie, you can't do it.
Don't come any nearer. I am not Miss Lincoln. I will shout your name forever in the streets if you touch me.
That girl... Is this what this is all about?
You really hurt her.
She asked for it. It's nothing to do with you.
She was so scared.
You're making it very difficult for me. Very, very difficult. I knew you were trouble. Oh, what do I tell Stan?
You'll think of something.
You're really walking out, aren't you?
Don't try and stop me.
You're quite happy to let a lot of people down, then. Quite happy to give up your chance of a career in modelling. You're a freak, you are. Think your mum and dad, the disappointment.
Catwalk Katie quits, Dad.
What are you trying to prove, Jules? I mean...
Nothing.
Look, you can't go. This tour is my responsibility. Let's calm down, shall we? Think it out. Look at it in a cool breeze, okay, Jules? Those motor lads, they're a bit crude. I can see they got you. You mustn't be so sensitive. Try to relax. Be a pro. Get on with it. There's no room for whinges in this game. There's money to be earned. A nice time to be had. See places, meet people. Put money in the bank. Just go with the flow. No spikes, no breakers, okay? Maybe I can rescue the motor thing somehow. Just let's finish the tour, eh, Jules? You're Miss English Model Girl 1989. You've a lot to live up to. You've a Fiat Panda to collect. Think about that. Girls all over the land are dying to be in your place. Think of that. Let's give it a run, shall we? Miss European Model Girl. Julie Peterson, age 21. Travel assistant from Rochdale, England. Change your life. This is it. You were born beautiful. Lucky. Make it work for you.
You make it sound so easy.
Because it is. It's so natural. It's you. No effort is required.
It feels wrong. And Morrison coaches, Ripon races, they were just games, really. Fun in a way. This is serious, and I don't like it, Ford.
You better start liking it. You're contracted, darling.
You don't know what it's like, do you? What it feels like. At school, I was never one for lessons. Too busy being pretty, I suppose. I never thought, you see. But this tour, with you, I feel... made from outside. Just a thing.
Don't let it get to you, Flower.
You don't see it, do you?
You're not one of these livers, are you? God forgive them.
I'm nothing, me, Ford.
My sister got involved with them when she was a teenager. Bastards. She got over it, though. Got a nice house in Isha now with a couple of kiddies. Ease in television.
Nothing, me. Didn't you hear me?
All right. Hey. Come on. Let's kiss and make up and get on the road, eh?
I'm glad I came, in a way. I'm glad I put my name down in Rochdale. Glad I won, even.
You bloody should be.
Meeting people. Gina, Linda at the pool, Irene at the factory. I had time to think. Yeah, me, think. And remember things. Make connections, sort of. I'm not that bright, Fordy, but I can see it's a dead end, this, for me. It doesn't mean anything. I'm bored and tired of it. There has to be something else.
You can't be serious. This is the apple. Raymond.
I want to choose what I do. What I am. And I'm going now.
You're not. Where to?
Home. Rochdale. Anywhere. Just please get out of my way.
No way, sweet. I'm a big boy, Jules.
You can't hurt me. I've nothing to lose. You're looking at someone who isn't afraid. Move that out of my way.
If you so much as make one single accusation about...
Don't worry. No point. Who's going to believe me? Like she said. And coming from 40-1 outsider, you're safe. Vraymont! One lacquered stick.
Total stupid, brainless bitch. I'll make bloody sure you don't get the Fiat Panda.
I remember. Christmas morning. I'm 5. The big present from Mum and Dad. China doll. White imitation porcelain. Nearly as big as me. As advertised on TV. Black hair, white face, rouge cheeks, dark eyes, silk lashes, smiling red lips. I hold her in my arms. Perfect.
In China Doll by Dave Sheesby, Michelle Holmes played Julie Peterson and Mark Lambert played Dave Ford. Malcolm Hebden played Kenny and the compere, Robert Whelan played Dad and Anne Rye, Mum. Gina was Jane Hazelgrove, Linda was Emma Clark, the waitress Judy Hawkins and Irene Merrill Hampton. Tim Danty played Watson, Jeff Nuttall played Brown, Peter Rumney, the ad man, and Alan Sykes, the DJ. Steele was Malcolm Rayburn, Roxburgh, Stuart Richman, Ricky Ravino, Billy Geraghty, and Mooney, David Hobbs. The play was directed in Manchester by Clive Brill.